Oh my god.
Alright, well.
So today.
No. First, you have to say.
On a hike.
No, you can't just start off with that. You have to say.
I got pushed down a hill.
Shut up.
And I broke my neck. And we are currently doing this podcast from the ambulance.
Yeah.
On our way to the hospital.
Do you want
to
say hi? We're talking about the pandemic. No, pandemic. I don't want to say it.
The pandemic.
No, not pandemic. The
paramedic.
Paramedic. That's what it is. All right, the paramedic now will say hi.
Hi.
No, 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 stop. Let me do it. I don't know what voice to choose. Hi.
Just sounds like you.
You're right.
Hi, my name is Brisa. And Brisa. I'm your paramedic for today. And I would just like to know how this fatal incident happened on a hike.
I was actually going to say, hello.
This is Pablo.
This is your paramedic.
Just tell me the story. Okay, so basically we went on a hike today thinking it would just be a jolly good time.
Your neck is broken. How are you speaking this much?
Need to get some things off our mind. And so we went on a hike.
Of our mind? What's on your mind? My mind is clear. My mind's been clear all day.
My mind.
You know what I've thought about?
Because you're an idiot.
At all? What?
There are no thoughts.
You're the only thought in my life. I mean, like THOT.
Oh. Oh, fuck you.
No, fuck you. Double fuck you.
Double fuck you. Actually, I'm not gonna fuck you ever again.
That's rude. We're a couple. We don't even say fuck. We say sex.
We say make love. Riley. So one time, it was after sex, and Christian asked me, why do you call it fucking? Why can't you call it making love?
Yeah, I think it's... What? Don't laugh at me. It's literally, like, respectable. It's, like, we're a couple, so why would we say, like...
Because I don't understand why it makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference. I feel like fuck is someone that you just hook up with. Saying... Like to a couple, like if you're saying to your girlfriend that you really, really love, then you would say, like, let's make love. That just hits you differently, don't you think?
Yeah, I do, but I don't think that if you say, like
what?
Fuck me. I don't think that's, like, means that you love him any less. I agree about, like, the let's make love, but I don't think that if you say, like, fuck me, it changes.
I don't know. Maybe I've just watched too much porn over the years.
What porn do you watch where they say love me?
No. I'm saying they say fuck me. So oh. I just feel like it's artificial.
How much porn do you guys watch?
Do guys watch?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I've laid off of it because I'm scared I'm going to get a virus. Don't wink at me. No, I literally mean like... I'm scared to get a virus. And not only that, but like, obviously.
Oh, so it's not. Okay.
I'm dating you, so I don't really need to. And also, I don't have the time because you're always with me, so what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, hey. Like, hey, just wait in the car. Wait in my room. I'm gonna go and bust my nut real quick. Bust my nut. Yeah.
You don't.
You have never watched porn?
No.
Yeah. It's not really like. Like realistic, it's really, I don't know. Like honestly, I feel like every guy would like, to an extent, be like, "No, I don't watch porn," or like most of them would just be like, "Yeah, I watch porn." But even like, I know like, there's a lot of people. I mean that in like girls stuff that watch it too.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I feel like a lot of like, I feel like it's just for everyone. It's like the number one viewed website in the world. You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, way more popular than YouTube.
So, how?
Yeah. I think you get more views than YouTube. Or maybe, I don't know about that.
So, how often do guys watch it? Or
guys?
You, so that it's not generalized.
Whoa, why are we gonna... I'll speak for the man.
No, I want you to speak for yourself.
Look, all right, when we talk about watching porn, we don't think about the porn or the results of it, okay? We think about our prostates. They say that...
What?
Ejaculating, fucking 3 to 4 times a week is healthy for your prostate. And it actually...
Okay, but you do it like 4 times a day if you...
Exactly, I got a head start, which means that I just like saved my prostate for my future generations. My kids, if I were to have kids, they're gonna have no prostate issues because I carried all the hard work for them, is what I'm trying to say.
You're gonna have no more dick left by the time of year. Like.
You know, I'd want, when I was in I think it was middle school, I actually stopped like touching my wiener completely because this one guy in specific, also this guy, like, he was really mean to me a couple times. I actually had like several bullies now that I think about it, but it's weird because I feel like they were shorter than me, but somehow I was just like such an innocent, shy, like happy,
that's
friendly
so
kid
sad.
That I would just kind of like take it.
Yeah,
I would never like fight back. I've never been in a physical fight, but anyways, going back to my story, we can talk about my depression days later. They actually, like, this guy was like, hey, you know, actually, like, masturbating. First off, I don't even know how to spell masturbate. Like, that's weird. No.
I know how to spell it.
Really?
Yeah.
Ew, you're gross. But he was like, you know, the more you masturbate, it actually makes your wiener smaller. And so I thought it was a real fact, and I was like, fuck. I want to have a small wiener. What if, like, I was in middle school, I'm like, what if I'm going to have this small wiener for, like, the rest of my life? And so then I was like, hell no, like, I'm going to stop. And I
started... How did you touch your penis when you were in middle school? It must have been so small.
Whoa. Yeah. I would just use my index fingers.
Like this?
Yeah, like that. But, no, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, you can find ways, I guess. I don't know. My hands were also smaller.
That is true. Yeah, so, I'm imagining these hands.
Yeah, imagine these big-ass hands. Actually, before I used to use my feet. So, you know, I couldn't even do that. But, yeah,
wait,
I mean...
So, you have never answered my question.
What question?
My question of how often do you watch porn?
I told you, we think about our prostates, so I would
That's
say...
That's not an answer.
3 to 4 times a day.
A day?
No, I'm kidding. No, I mean, like, probably the average guy is honestly probably, like, freaking... If he showers... And he's just feeling it, like if he's had a rough... Motherfucker didn't even make a single stop! Woo! Citizen's arrest, let's pull him over real quick.
Actually, I was driving to your house yesterday.
Hold on, you didn't even let me answer the question.
Wait, let me tell you the story.
Wait.
And
I'm raising
my
hand.
You know the stop sign that you turn left after passing the park?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
The car, literally, there was me and another person.
No way.
Yeah, the car... across from me
motherfucker
was coming down and did not stop at all, and I was about to turn. Imagine if I turned and that person didn't stop.
Then you would have...
I would have died.
Yeah, holy crap. Then I would have to...
You would have had to
gone.
Watch porn for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So what, 3 to 4 times a day?
No.
How do you have time for that?
No, holy crap, I'm just tripping. No, what I'm trying to say is, like, probably on an average of like 3 to 4 times a week. Obviously, it all depends on people, but I feel like sometimes they like...
For yourself.
For myself?
General, I think, yeah.
But, I don't know. I always feel like I've been a horny bastard.
So, 3 to 4 times a day?
No. Like, oh my God, I hope my mom doesn't listen to this. But, like, I would say, like...
You're getting nervous.
Yeah, because I'm trying to calculate my math so I don't sound like a fucking horny bastard.
You don't have to calculate it.
I am calculating.
How often a week? How many times per week?
In a week, probably like twice. It honestly wasn't that bad.
What? So how does that make you hornier than those?
No, I'm just... What?
You said, oh, I'm
horny. Well, one thing is being horny. The other thing is actually doing something about it.
But you do something about it at least like twice a day.
I said twice a week. Oh. With you?
Yeah.
Well, that's different. That's because you're there.
So I'm just a body to fuck.
Whoa! Make love to. Yeah, basically. Also, how long would these podcasts be? Because I don't want to make it too long. Like, think about this, all right? Like, if people are...
25 minutes.
Huh?
Okay,
well, actually, we'll probably just stop when we get to the house, so we'll make it, this one is short.
But aren't we going to the barn?
Oh, true. Aaron's, right?
Yeah.
Okay, like, think about it, alright? People listen, you know, because they want to be entertained or whatever, but why do people really listen? Is it because...
Lonely?
Like, you think...
No, I don't think they're lonely. Also just like
you think you need companionship, like, or like they would just
when I listen to like funny podcasts, it's probably because I need like
you want
to
be cheered up
lifter.
Yeah, it actually does help,
and it does really really help. Like, hearing other people being in a good mood makes me a lot less intense about like what's going on.
I guess it's kind of like when you're at work and you hear someone else having a funny conversation, then you start giggling. You know what I mean?
That's how I feel.
I guess that's what it's like
at work. I like to listen to those podcasts a lot,
but
because it makes me so much happier.
I also do not like when people like do so much to show off, like,
well,
in podcast,
yeah,
because then
like
I feel like you're just living like a, like you want to be them, you know what I mean? And I feel like that's just always like never good to do, you know, to be.
I don't really know any podcasts that do that.
Well, yeah, I guess not really podcasts right now that I'm listening to, but I know there's always like
YouTubers
that brag.
Yeah.
And like they, I feel like everyone just listens to people from California. That's why we're different. We're in PA.
I don't listen to. Oh no, yeah.
What do you
I
mean? The whole vlog squad we listen to. But everyone is literally from California. I don't know where.
That, where's Dak Shepherd?
Huh?
You don't even know. You uneducated.
I don't know. Honestly, I thought you said German Shepherd, and I was like, that's a dog.
So, guys, I want to adopt this dog named...
Parsley.
No, it's not. So, my horse's name is Farley, and he has renamed it to Parsley, which I find just a little disrespectful, but kind of cute at the same time.
I like
so
Parsley.
So, I'm just letting it happen.
Isn't it
but
cute?
But anyways, I want to adopt this dog that has osteosarcoma and just got a tumor removed, and she's older, and she's going to... probably die soon. And
we actually have her as a guest right now. She's in the back seat.
Shut up.
Say hi.
Shut up. And
there she is.
You know, I'm gonna tell her to attack you once I get her.
Nah. I'm gonna outrun her.
No, you're not.
Really?
You couldn't outrun Jose.
What if I run in four legs?
Then you'll be even slower.
Yeah.
Can you let me finish talking?
Sorry. Sorry, I apologize.
And she just got a tumor removed, but she deserves to like be loved until she dies, you know. And so I'm telling Christian about how like trying to figure out how I would make it work, like where I would live.
Also, you didn't introduce yourself.
And how I would like go to work with her and stuff like that. And he was like, "Well, then we're breaking up." Because if you're going to put the dog before me...
Like, think about it, all right? She basically lives in my house right now. And all of a sudden, she's like... I don't think the dog would be allowed at my house. So she's
obviously.
Like... So she's saying, okay, then I'm going to, like, you know, be at some other place.
But no, I didn't make it an ultimatum. Like, if the dog's not going to be allowed at your house, I'm going to live somewhere else. As soon as I thought of getting the dog, I was like, well, I'm going to have my own place because I'm not going to bring a dog to someone else's house. Like,
yeah.
It needs to be on my own
place. But then she said, oh, and I wouldn't be able to sleep over anymore because I have a dog to take care of. Well, I used to be that dog that you would take care of and sleep with. Now you're going to replace me all of a sudden? Like, what the hell?
Well, you can take care of yourself a little
bit. No. What if I want fucking cereal or some shit? You know what I mean? Normally, I'm the one feeding you.
Yeah.
But I want to get fed.
For you.
That's unfair. I want to be that dog in your life that you pet.
And then I was like, well, why don't you come
and
over to my place? And he was like, you think I'm driving there even though I have driven to his house?
Yeah,
every
but
single
if
day.
You say that place with that lady, I literally think she's racist.
This lady is not racist.
Her name even sounds racist. I literally met her and she said, what do you do for a living? And then she looked down at my shoes and looked back up at me. And I was like, oh, no way. So then I looked at her and I was like, well, fuck you. Come on, you can go. Go, 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 go. See, see, see. Those are nice, those Fords.
I just want a Ford 350. That's all I want.
350?
I want that in the dollar.
What is this? What kind of Ford is this?
It looks like a 150 that's been pimped out by some ugly ass.
Redneck?
Yeah.
I would see.
I don't find that attractive at all.
I don't really like Fords, to be honest.
I like their trucks.
Yeah, their trucks are nice, but I don't know if are they reliable?
Actually, the best are Rams.
Are they reliable?
No, not really. Not as reliable as Rams are.
The Dodge?
I mean, they're good, but like Rams are better. Chevys are the worst.
Yeah. Oh well, maybe I'll just get like a freaking MTV.
What?
Wait, no. What are they called?
The little four-wheelers?
Yeah. What are they called? VT?
No.
PVT? No.
I don't know.
Oh, I'll get a moped. We had a moped in Mexico.
Hey, it's my car.
Yeah.
Your dad took your parking spot.
Yeah. We had a moped in Mexico. Did I tell you that? That's the way we would get around.
I had no electronics in Brazil.
Really? Tell us about yourself. What is your name?
My name is Jocelyn. I am...
No, you're not Jocelyn.
23 years old.
No, 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 no. What is your name?
I am from Switzerland.
Stop. This is not you.
And I moved here when I was 12 because...
So her name is Louisa, and she's actually from...
I didn't say my name right.
How am I supposed to say?
It's Louisa.
I like Louisa.
Well, I like Louisa.
What's the difference?
Because you say it in one word, like one.
Also, why are we taking my car to the farm? Why can't we take yours?
Then let's take mine. Turn around.
For real?
Yeah.
Can we actually?
Sure, but we're already like on our way.
You don't even want to drive.
I can drive your car.
Why? Then my car is going to be like horse. I literally just drove to Delaware and now I have to drive all the way to freaking Cross PA.
You should have stopped.
Can we turn back? I guess we can go say hi to Parsley.
It's Piper that we're saying hi to.
Oh. But tell us about you. So she's... Her name is
Louisa.
Her name is Louisa.
That's better.
She's from Brazil.
And America.
Can you say United States?
Sure. I'm from Brazil and United States.
She's half and half. Shut up.
And I'm
19. 19 and a half.
I'm 17 actually.
You can't say that out loud.
Christian's turning 21.
Shut up.
So, bit of an age gap.
Hey, it's your fault.
It is my fault actually. Because I told him that I was 18 when we met.
I met her at a grocery store. This girl tells me she's 18 and I'm like, okay.
Sorry, but if we met at a grocery store, I really didn't think it was going to go anywhere. And telling someone who you just meet that is 20 years old that you're 17, it just immediately
I told
shuts
you the
it
truth.
Down.
No, that immediately tells me there's going to be issues in the relationship about trust.
Well, yeah, I don't trust. No, I'm just kidding.
What? She told me she's 17, so technically, I'm the victim. I am the victim. She lied to me. I swear, officer. Officer, she lied.
Officer, I
swear to God. She told me she was 17.
18.
I took screenshots. Oh, yeah, shit, my bad. Fuck.
You're gonna get arrested for sure now.
I made a mistake. Where's my lawyer? You have the right to remain silent. But, yeah. I mean, it's cool now. You know, we've been dating for like, what, 4 months?
Like 3 years.
3 years? It has honestly felt way too long. We should take a break.
Yeah, I want to break up.
What? I said it first.
No, I said it first. I guess when people ask Cooper to go with me, we can just be like, well,
it was actually
kind of just decided.
It was mutual.
It's never mutual.
Shit was complicated, and we decided to just, you know, take some time off.
I said fuck me way too many times. Why is the guy pretty?
Because there's a old lady walking there.
What? Where?
She's right there.
I don't see her.
There's so many curves in PA. So many ups and downs. Just like my life.
Except
hey, that's
for
you.
Down.
I'm gonna become a poet next time. Hey, guys, check out my poet podcast.
Poet podcast, your poem. Also, what do you mean by next time? You're gonna be a different person next life.
What do you mean by next life?
I believe in other lives.
You think I'm gonna not reincarnate into the same person?
I don't think you're gonna reincarnate.
So you're telling me that, like, alright, think about, like,
my stomach hurts.
Alright, you know how there's, like, Hitler? And then there's, that one guy, Stalin, or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
Now, these people murder, like, a lot of, like, millions of people, right? Mm-hmm. Like, one of them was, like, Hitler was, like, 6 to, like, what, 8 million people?
I don't know. Let's not spit facts here since we don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know. But then Stalin was like, or was it that? Fuck, I don't even know. But what I'm trying to say is, like, do you think also those people are reincarnated into someone else that's evil? Mm-hmm. Who do you think?
Because I think your spirit gets reincarnated, not like anything else. So if your spirit is evil, then the person is gonna end up being evil.
Then if I get reincarnated, what if I end up doing the same thing as I'm doing now?
No, that's not what I'm saying is gonna happen. I don't think you'll end up doing the same thing. It's just that you'll have the same spirit.
What do you think you were before?
I think personally think that I was a bird. I've always thought that before. I don't know why. I just can, like, really envision myself just flying around.
But how does it work, okay? Because
I don't know how it works, it's just my perspective.
Does every time a new series of incarnations happen?
Does what?
Like a new series of incarnations happen?
I don't think it's a series. But I think that when someone passes away, their spirit gets continued on into another life form.
But isn't other, aren't life forms, like, aren't spirits constantly being made though? Like, I don't really think
that they're being made.
Yeah, but it wouldn't make any sense because the population is not the same as it used to. So new spirits are being made because the population is, like, way bigger than it used to be.
I don't know, but I think, like, a lot of babies are, like, other, like,
or do you
past
think,
spirits.
Do you think, yeah, but, like,
or maybe, I don't know.
No, I think some of those new babies are new spirits.
Yeah, obviously because of the difference in population, but, like,
but who's making these spirits? That's the real question. Is it just
other spirits?
Who created the first spirit?
I don't think a spirit is really created. I think it's made out of an energy.
Who created the energy?
It's not about who created it. It's about, like, what formed it, which I think is energy. Like, I don't believe in a religion, but I believe in, like, some sort of energy form.
Like atoms?
No, not like atoms. Like,
matter?
You know, I'm not going to talk to you about this anymore.
What? No, I mean, I get it. There's energy everywhere. I feel like, you know, the same energy we're using now, the same energy, like, from, like, 10 billion years ago.
I don't see it that way. I see it as, like, something that can protect you. Like,
what about dinosaurs when they were around?
What about them?
You think their spirits get transferred to ours?
Because spirits, I don't believe that spirits are, like, based
just
on
humans. You think it could be anything?
I don't know. I'm saying I don't think that it matters at all about species. I think it matters about,
like, any life
form? Any life form. Okay.
So you think, like, Hitler could be a shark right now?
Yeah. Like, I don't think it has to be.
You know,
like,
what? Now that makes more sense because back then there used to be more animals.
So
what if those animals are now people?
Well,
you know,
I don't know. That's, like, I don't really know that. I mean, I don't know anything, but, like,
what if the number of animals and the number of humans
now
has always remained the same, but now there's just less animals and more humans?
That would be really fucked up.
That would be insane. I feel like I used to be an ant before in my life.
I don't think you're an ant. You're way too tall.
I wish I was an ant. You know, they're, like,
they die pretty fast.
Yeah, but they're one of the strongest, like, insects out there.
True.
Strongest. Ants, I feel like it's hella smart, too. Like, yeah, can you believe an ant has, like, a freaking brain?
When Piper got small her X-rays done, I could see her brain.
Is it a big, big
no,
brain?
No, they're small? Literally the size of a cotton ball.
What?
Yeah, they're tiny. I'll show you that her X-ray.
Is that why they can't talk?
Yeah.
No
but
way.
But you know that I've taught Piper to talk, right?
Sign language?
She doesn't talk to you.
Sign language?
No, she only talks to me.
How? What does she say?
She whispers.
Are you on drugs?
No.
You're definitely on drugs. What was on the Coke? What did Chipotle give you? Guys, tell us why when we go to Chipotle, we have to drive 25 minutes.
I am going to start a petition to put a Chipotle in.
Of course, like, PA is amazing and, like, the views are, like...
But there's no Chipotle in Dennisville.
We have to drive...
To Delaware.
Everything's in Delaware. So we have to drive to Delaware. Obviously, we don't pay any taxes. But, like, I'm just saying, like, oh, my God, the IRS is going to hear us. They're going to arrest us. But what I'm trying to say is, like, and the thing about living in PA is you get beautiful sunsets and, you know, there's no really any light pollution. So, you can see the stars at night.
Parts of PA.
Yeah.
And part of PA.
And the thing about, like, you know, the countryside-ish of PA is, like, did I say the good side or the bad side? I don't know. What I'm trying to say is the bad side is that you have to drive everywhere and it's so long. Like, putting miles and miles on your car.
Gas, ugh.
Gas is expensive. I'm sure it's probably more expensive in other places too. But that's why you get your gas from Delaware. It's cheaper. Also, don't tell the IRS. Yeah. All right. Well, your name is Luisa, and I'm
His
Christian.
Name is John.
No.
And he is from Greenland,
Jamaica.
And he is actually 30.
Okay, whatever. And this has been your podcast.
Even bigger.
Let's talk about everything.
Bye.
Bye.